You ready?
I guess.
Okay.
How's that?
Sorry about that.
Memory, I don't remember.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can just go ahead.
What am I supposed to tell you about this?
Tell me the story with as much detail as possible.
Oh. This man was standing at the corner waiting for his friend to come. And the policeman was coming down the street trying doors. And he spoke to him and talked to him, and he told him that he had, he was waiting for a friend. They were just like two brothers. They'd been friends for 20 years. And he said it was a restaurant there, and they usually, you know, would meet there. And they chatted for a bit, and then he told him, well, he had to move on. But he hoped that his friend wouldn't be too long coming. He said, you gonna wait? He said, oh, yes. And I guess about 20 minutes later, this tall man shows up and, is that you? Can't think what his name was. Yes. And he said, is that you, Bob? Whatever. And he says, yeah. So they went down the street. Tom says, sorry, the restaurant's so now we could have had dinner like we did 20 years ago. And then somebody lit a cigar. And the light shone in his face. And when that happened, he realized that wasn't who he was looking for. It was a policeman, and he told him he had been under arrest for the last 15 minutes while he was, he noticed that when he lit the cigar. He said he could tell somebody was, when he knew him 20 years ago, he didn't have a Roman nose. The Roman nose was in exchange for a pug or whatever, you know. Anyway, so then he went to take him in, and he handed him a note, and the note said, I was there at the appointed time. But then he found out who he was, so he couldn't stand to turn him in himself, but he went around the corner and got somebody else to come and do it. Is that it?
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pause this.
So that's more than three people, though. Lots of people.
Okay.
I went to this program at a church, and it was called Special Needs. It was most interesting because they did so many interesting things, and with people with special needs, they had some people that they had since they were 8 or 9 years old, and they had trained them to be ushers in the church and various, you know, other places in the church. Then it became gift-giving time, and they had this young man come, and you didn't understand him too well, but he was presenting a gift to a lady, and she was standing there beaming, looked like she wanted to cry. You didn't know what he was saying, but anyway, he said whatever he said, and then he gave her the gift. Come to find out, the gift that was his mother. He was presenting her with the gift, and he was thanking her for, you know, rearing him up and doing so many good things for him. And then he moved aside, and she went to thank him, but she wanted to thank the person in the church that trained him. And this, the young lady that trained him is a professor at Bowie State University. Now, she took him under her wing when he was about 8 years old, and worked with him. Then finally, when he became a young teenager, she said to his mother, "I want to work with him with the usher board." And the mother said, she told her, "Now, Mrs. Smith, you know that he wouldn't be suitable. He couldn't, you know, be an usher." She said, "If you just give me permission, let me work with him." And that was so many years ago. Now he's an adult in his 30s, and he is an usher. And he was just so proud. She was just so proud, you know. And she had to cry about this, you know. But it was just a heartbreaking story, you know, that she told and he told. There were other people there, an instructor from sign language, that did sign language. And he had some of his students that he had taught to do sign languages. And they put on a little show, you know, with doing the sign language and all, which was very interesting. He had all of us doing sign language for a few minutes there, you know. And then they did an exercise program. One of the professors from Atibuik was there to do exercise for those, and they did that in sign language because the other, you know, they didn't understand. So everybody got a gift, and it was a most interesting evening, and then they served dinner to everybody. So I think that was a beautiful story. That wasn't a story, that was true.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The lady was at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. She had done her shopping. She got to the checkout counter. She discovered she didn't have her wallet. So she went home. And a little girl told her she'd found her wallet.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now,
Did I miss something there? Did she...
Go to something else?
No, but she didn't get the groceries. She didn't have the money.
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you said she went on and put the groceries away. I thought, how'd she get the money? She didn't have any money. Little girl found the wallet and gave it to her. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. There you go. Okay. This next exercise is going to be timed. I'm just going to time how long you do. But this is called category fluency. What I want you to do is I'm going to give you three categories, one at a time. And I would like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as possible, as quickly as possible. For example, if the category were states, you would say Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, New York, so forth, so forth, so forth. Okay? So when I give you the category, you can go ahead and start.
Zero.
You ready? The first category is foods. Go ahead.
Foods.
Any foods.
You want me to name food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bananas. Peaches, steak, bread, potatoes, rice, spaghetti, hamburger, bacon. You want me to keep on?
Keep on.
Carrots, pears, squash.
Keep on.
That's super. Sweet potatoes. Rice. Oh my goodness. Pears, tomatoes, green beans, corn, apples. Oh my goodness, I'm running out. Beans.
Keep going.
Pork chops.
So you run out. Huh? Keep going until you run out.
Oh, pork chop. Well, I can stop. Pork chops, veal, beef, chicken. Well, not if it took me so long to chicken. Tuna fish. Okay.
Okay. The next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can.
Dogs, cats, snakes, and I can't stand. Rabbit, squirrel, birds, zebra, panda, horses, cows, ponies, mules, jackass, ox. That's it.
Keep going.
Oh, keep going.
Uh-huh.
Animals. What animal do it? Leopard. I should have got that first. I like leopard. Did I, ducks, turkey.
Few more.
Venison.
Okay,
Oh, wait a minute. That's, I'm sorry. That's meat. I forgot. Where'd it come from? Steer. That's an animal.
Any more?
Oh, boy. I believe that's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Just want to get you to a minute. That's why I kept saying keep going. Okay, the last category is items. Give me items that are found in the kitchen. And go.
Table, chairs, refrigerator, oven, stove, cabinet, silverware, flour, those are things. Sugar, tea, coffee, coffee pot, teapot, frying pan, cooking pot, cook pot, crock pot, frying pan. Pitcher, water pitcher, bread. Well, detergent, soap detergent, canister set.
Any more?
Chairs, table. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, this next exercise is called the Stroop test. It's a test of attention and inhibition. And this is the first line. I want you to read that across as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
What I want you to do is do just that. Start from here, go across each line, sorry, and read them as fast as you can. And when you're ready, okay, go ahead.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 11 seconds. Okay. Now, you see part two. Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Read this cross here.
It just tells me
the
color.
Oh, the dot. Oh, gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. And that's the task. What I want you to do, again, start from here. Tell me the color of each dot going across as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 13 seconds. third line, part three. I want you to read across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Green.
Uh huh.
Black.
Uh huh.
Gray.
Uh huh. Right, you're going to say yellow, aren't you?
Yeah, getting ready to say it.
Okay, that's the task. Mm-hmm. I want you to, again, start over here, go across each line, tell me the color that the word is written in. Don't read the word. The color.
Blue.
Wait a minute, let me go. Okay, as fast as you can. Go.
Blue. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue. I mean, going too fast for me. Green. That's green. Green. And that's green. Green. Blue. Red. Blue. Green. Blue. Green, red, green, blue. Blue, red, green. Green. No, that's not red. That's green, green. Red, blue, green, red.
Is it? A minute, 13 seconds.
Yeah, I guess that was a little bit. I'm looking at it this fast.
Yeah, that always goes so twice as long.
Catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the first part is easy. Everybody does that less than 10 seconds. Second one, takes a little bit longer, but this one, this is where you really have to pay attention.
Yeah, you do, because that looks like... See, that's a green, and that's a green. So you got to think about that. I mean, to me,
it looks like
both of those are green.
It's supposed to be yellow, but, you know, that's the way you print it out.
Yeah, it looks green to me.
It looks supposed to be yellow, but, you know, it looks kind of like pea green.
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way this one isn't any better.
Mm-hmm. You had one that...
Oh, this one looks more yellow.
That's yellow.
I should use this one for now, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just wrinkly.
Because, see, it looks green. Like you said, pea green, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, so you have to inhibit what you would normally do, red, blue, yellow, green, and you say blue, red, and it takes twice as long.
Yeah, you have to think about it.
Yeah, so that's that. Now, the last task is, I want to say some numbers. I want you to repeat them.
You gonna do it?
I'm gonna say some numbers, and I want you to repeat them. Okay, ready?
Mm.
582.
582. I gotta play the number.
6694.
419-4736.
Okay. 5819-2647.
5896-4827. Oh, I know that didn't sound right.
3829-5174.
Oh, forget it.
3829-5174.
74.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers and I want you to repeat them, but this time backwards.
Oh, now. Okay.
Okay. 24.
24. 42.
58.
85.
626
4 1 5 5 4 1 4 1 5 5 4 1 4 1 5 4 1 4 1 5 4 1 4 1 5 4 1 3 2 7 9 9 7 2 3 4 9 6 8 8 6 9 4 1 5 2 8 6 8 6 5 2 1
Okay. 6 1 8 4 3
Say that again.
6 1 8 4 3 3 4 6 8 Okay, one more. 5 5 5 3 9 4 1 8
8 1 3 9 5
Okay, I don't know. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole thing. That's the test.
Oh, just getting wound up.